pay for Chase.
Abstract number one. The effect of a fluid bolus on cardiovascular collapse among critically ill adults undergoing tracheal intubation. PREPARE, a randomized controlled trial, and this is by Jans et al. In Lancet Respiratory Medicine. So when intubating critically ill adults, we often worry about the potential of cardiovascular collapse due to hypovolemia, the medications we give them for RSI, the positive pressure ventilation, sort of the physiologic effects there. We're always kind of worried that they're going to crump right when we decide to do the intubation. A common way to try to prevent this from occurring is to give some fluids just prior to the intubation, or sort of peri-intubation with a just-in-case kind of a mentality. Mm-hmm. Some pre-intubation checklists out there, like formal checklists, actually include this fluid bolus as one of the items, but does it actually work? So this was a pragmatic, multi-center, unblinded, randomized trial comparing the administration of a fluid bolus beginning before induction with no fluid bolus administration during tracheal intubation of critically ill adults. Now, 8 of the sites in here were actually ICUs and 1 was an ED, and that becomes a little bit important as we go down the trial. So the protocol was that the intervention group got a 500cc fluid bolus, which had to be hung and started but not completed prior to the intubation. The primary endpoint was a composite outcome, which included post-intubation complications, including new onset hypotension, which they defined as a systolic blood pressure less than 65, so really hypotensive, within 2 minutes, new or increased vasopressor administration within 2 minutes, or cardiac arrest, death within 1 hour. Now, they planned to enroll 500 patients, but they actually stopped the trial early as a planned interim analysis showed no difference between the groups. So they enrolled 300...
So what happened?
I know, spoiler alert. So they enrolled 337 patients, 98% of whom received the whole 500cc fluid bolus in the intervention group, but the median amount of fluid received prior to intubation was about 200cc's, which I think probably affects, you know, real-world practice. Not
hang
just
the
stand
bag,
there
you start,
waiting.
Yeah, you hang the bag, it's going in. That's what you want anyway, right?
It's exactly right. So the primary composite outcome of cardiovascular collapse occurred in 20% of 168 patients in the fluid bolus group, compared with 18% of 169 patients in the no fluid bolus group. So an absolute difference of just over 1%. They do provide the incidence of each of the components of the composite outcome, and these also did not differ significantly between the groups. Mortality, hypotension, need for pressors, all the same. However, cardiac arrest at 1 hour was actually 4% in the fluid group compared with 1% in the no fluid group, which was a very weird, unexpected finding that they really couldn't explain. Very small numbers. Overall, results were also similar in pre-specified analyses, adjusting for things like age, severity of illness, receipt of vasopressors prior to enrollment, the lowest SBP before enrollment, as well as the same result in the per protocol analysis, which they also did provide. Now, this is a big trial, a lot of sites, a litany of secondary outcomes, including ICU stays, mortality, desaturation, hypotension, all same between the groups. So at the end of the day, this is a really negative study that contradicts a very commonly performed practice. Now, there are a couple of explanations as to why they found what they found, including that 500 cc's as a goal may not have been enough. Like maybe they should have given more fluids.
Yeah, you gotta give 8 liters.
But the flip side of that, of course, is just that fluids just don't work, right? And how we hope they might in these critically ill patients about to be intubated. And I think that latter explanation is much more likely. There have been several studies previously hinting at this, including one in the ICU that showed a small bolus did not increase measured cardiac output, and a systemic review, a large one of 33 studies, that showed no immediate impact on hemodynamics after a fluid bolus. Now, it is worth noting that an individual patient-level physiology may impact the value of a fluid bolus, as within their data, they actually found that the patients getting positive pressure ventilation, there weren't a ton of them, but the ones that did better with fluids. And interestingly, the ones who weren't getting positive pressure ventilation did a little bit worse with fluid. So obviously,
stands to reason,
still a little bit to be sorted out.
Ends up being null, and one did better, some had to do worse.
So also, they don't provide the data on the ED patients as a separate group. Now, it is possible that 500 cc's of fluids have no impact on a patient who's kind of already received their initial resuscitation, is now up in the ICU after their ED visit, but it might have an impact on an ED patient very early in their care and early in their resuscitation. But in my mind, I think if you really want to raise their blood pressure, use a pressor. Push dose pressor,
oh,
anyone?
Stop it.
Editor's commentary.
In this well-conducted randomized control trial, the authors concluded that a 500cc fluid bolus did not prevent cardiac collapse, peri-intubation in critically ill patients. I would close the book on this practice completely if they had included more ED patients who were not resuscitated to start with. In my mind, the decision to provide fluids should be based on volume status, and if you want to improve hemodynamics and a number, use a pressor.